I have a list of things that teens are saying about marijuana. This is a true or false quiz for you. So true or false, marijuana is not addictive.
Absolutely false.
Marijuana is not as bad as alcohol consumption.
Not true.
Marijuana is safe because it's used medicinally at times for cancer patients and other illnesses.
Not true.
Marijuana is not a gateway drug.
Not true.
As a teen, I cannot hurt my body by smoking marijuana.
False.
Okay, sounds like there are a lot of fallacies out there. Why are some kids off track in their understanding about the risks of marijuana?
You know, great question. I think there's a very unbalanced picture of marijuana use that's being purported by the individuals who are for legalization and medical marijuana. And whether you're for or against it, you have to know that it is not good for adolescents or their developing brains.
So you're saying that the conversation in the public realm is not the full picture?
The conversation in the public realm is not the full picture. It's a very biased view about the impact of marijuana. And people are saying that, well, I mean, just as you said, if it's a medicine, it must be okay. And that is absolutely not true. Just because it can relieve some symptoms for patients with very life-threatening conditions, we're talking cancer, HIV, and AIDS, does not mean that it's harmless. And you look at all of the literature and the increasing work on brain research, and you see that marijuana results in structural abnormalities in the brain, a loss of IQ points. Most of the discussion is focusing on adults, and it's not focused on adolescents. And I think there's a reason for that, because the literature is clear that marijuana use is harmful to adolescents and the developing brain.
How does being high affect the brain?
You know, in the short term, you're going to see kids with a lot of perceptual difficulties, memory-related issues. But the key issue is in the long term, it affects your memory processing, your ability to control your emotions. And for adolescents, these are issues that they struggle with anyway because of their developmental period.
I thought I had read something about how teens absorb drugs and alcohol. They're more susceptible to using and abusing.
Correct. If you look at adolescents compared to adults, you'll see that because the brain is developing, they absorb it differently. It impacts different pleasure centers and memory centers in the brain differently. And the progression from use to abuse to dependence is much quicker than you see with adults.
What about the quality of marijuana itself? What are kids conceivably getting their hands on?
Vastly, vastly more potent than it was years ago. And I think sometimes parents think about what marijuana was like when they were kids and assume that it's the same, but it's tremendously more potent, which means it has a lot more negative impact. The other is that you're never quite sure what you might be getting. So some marijuana is laced with PCP, which is a hallucinogen. Some of marijuana cigarettes or blunts or hollowed-out cigars are dipped in formaldehyde, and we call that wet, another hallucinogen. So it can be very difficult to really ascertain what you're using when you decide to smoke weed.
So if legalization of marijuana is perhaps skewing the perceptions kids have of marijuana, how does medical marijuana play into teenage beliefs in whether pot is harmful or not?
People assume that a medicine, if this is being used for medicinal purposes, then it must be good for you, and that's not the case. And what I say to people all the time is that opiates, that is a medication that's used for chronic pain. But we all know that that is harmful. It's a medicine. It is harmful. People get dependent on it. It's the same with marijuana. So we have to change the conversation and stop thinking that marijuana is harmless and good for you and begin talking about marijuana being harmful and not good for you, particularly among this age group.
Thanks for the information, Kathy. It's been helpful.
Thank you.